Blog Talk Radio.
Smoke News Radio Podcast. Welcome to Smoke News Radio 2020 with your host, Jason Brodsky.
Hello, thank you for listening to Smoke News Radio. This is episode 45. I'm your host, Jason Brodsky. And tonight, let's do a little swimming with some marijuana. Our first article from thewashingtonpost.com is giant marijuana bundles wash up on Florida beaches, but don't try to keep them. Here in September, we're going back a little because there's not as much news happening. There's one other story about it actually happening again. So I've got to work with what the internet has to give me. So these things did happen at some time. They just didn't happen last week because everyone's on lockdown. So from September 18th, 2018, a little retrospect, it sounds like the opening for another stoner movie, maybe Harold and Kumar Go to Heaven. Giant bundles of marijuana, apparently containing individually wrapped 5-kilo bricks, have been washing up on the shores of Florida since the approach of Hurricane Florence last week, possibly from a boat that was either capsized by the storm or an airplane drop that went awry. This set off minor ethical dilemma amongst the beachgoers of Flagler, St. John's, and Volusia counties in the Daytona Beach area. Does one grab the weed and run, or call the cops? This moral quandary has best demonstrated in a 911 call to the Flagler County Sheriff this Thursday morning when a woman reported, "We're at Jungle Hunt Park, huge bundle of drugs or something just washed up on the beach, and there are people like fighting over it." How many people, the call talker inquired. According to a recording of the exchange, there's like 7 or 8 people out here, the caller replied, and they're all like huddling up against it. And my dad's trying to take it so that you guys can have it. The sheriff's deputies arrived, and the caller noted that one fellow had removed a brick of suspected cannabis from the bundle and was still there. The deputies asked the man about this, according to their report, and he pointed at his vehicle and stated that he was holding it for law enforcement's arrival. The brick weighed about 11 pounds wet. The man, Robert Kelly, 61, was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana over 20 grams. Medical marijuana is legal in the Sunshine State, but it's illegal for recreational use, Sheriff spokesman Anna Hackett observed. Kelly was jailed and was not clear whether he was retained a lawyer, but the bundle was just one of many that came ashore on eastern Florida's central coast, and Flagler officials said they recovered about 100 pounds over 2 days. That doesn't include packages that were goers who had fled. Oh my God. Oh yes. To include a woman in a yellow bikini who was photographed snagging at least one package from the Jungle Hut bundle and did not stick around for law enforcement's arrival. The Flagler sheriff distributed a photo of her in an apparent rouse to find her. In St. John's County, Florida, north of Flagler, the weed packages started floating to the surface the prior weekend when an off-duty sheriff's deputy fishing on Auble Long heavily taped black package
out of the water. St. John's commander, Chuck Morgan, said in addition, the Coast Guard discovered 7 or 8 packages off St. John's coast. There were no markings, trademarks, or return addresses on the packages. Mulligan noted that traffickers often place their own stamp on cocaine bundles, but none were found on the marijuana cannabis packages. Given the location and time of discovery of the packages, they are probably all part of the same shipment, Mulligan said. The question is, where did they go into the water? He said the bundles could have floated north from as far south as Puerto Rico and could have been adrift and waterlogged for some time. Mulligan said the shipment could have come from a boat that capsized in bad weather or from an airplane drop where the pickup boat missed the target or was simply dropped in the wrong place by the airborne delivery crew, or someone being tracked by the Coast Guard may have tossed it overboard. There's a plethora of possibilities, the authority said. The marijuana was turned over to Customs and Border Protection for further investigation, but the agency did not respond to inquiries Monday about whether the source of marijuana had been determined. And in Volusia County, Florida, last Wednesday, a large bundle containing 23 smaller packages of marijuana washed up in Ormond Beach. Captain Tamara Mulfers of Sheriff's Office said the discovery was called in by a beachgoer and the bundle was destroyed. This type of thing occurs a few times a year, Mulfers is quoted, and we do not know where it came from. Flagler Sheriff Rick Stately said in a news release that the arrest of Kelly was another great example of see something. Thanks to the joint effort of our citizens' watchful eyes and good police work, these narcotics are off the streets. To anyone thinking that they can take advantage of marijuana walking up on shore, I have a warning for you. Is it worth a trip to the Green Room Inn charged with a felony just for some free weed? As from the Washington Post, giant marijuana bundles wash up on Florida beaches, but don't try to keep them. That was in 2018. Now, let's see what happened in May 1st out in them South Florida lands, because a lot of people on the beaches doing things. From CBC 12 Action Karate News from Marathon, Florida. In May 1st, 2020, one South Florida beach became a little greener recently, and we're not talking about seaweed. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said a barrel full of marijuana washed ashore in Marathon on Tuesday. The blue plastic barrel had 5 large bags of marijuana inside, about 90 pounds worth. Someone found the barrel and called the sheriff's office. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol eventually took possession of the barrel and marijuana. And quoted from the Florida Keys post on Facebook, barrel of marijuana washes ashore in Marathon. A blue plastic barrel containing 5 separate bales, large plastic bags of marijuana, was totally approximately 90 pounds, was found near shore water at 109th Street, Oceanside, in Marathon on Thursday afternoon. Deputies Kyle Chandler and Daryl Wobberton responded at 406 after someone found the barrels and called the sheriff's office. If these belong to you, contact us at the Florida Keys Sheriff's Office.
Okay, and then again hanging out. This is in Alabama. This is about mid-year last year. From Newsweek,
beachgoers find more than 1 million worth of cannabis and cocaine washed up in Alabama.
This is by Kashmira Gander on 519.
More than 1 million worth of illegal drugs washed up on an Alabama beach before Memorial Weekend, according to police. Orange Beach Police Lieutenant Carl Bradley told NBC 15 that members of the public found packets of cocaine and marijuana washed up on the shores last week between the Leilani Condominiums Complex and Phoenix X Condominiums, around a 15-minute walk away. According to Bradley, some 21 pounds of cannabis and a kilo of cannabis were discovered, followed by 38 kilos of cocaine the next day. The narcotics had a street value of more than $1 million. The drugs were wrapped, and investigators found barnacles growing on the packages, indicating they had been in the water for a while. Bradley said police think the bundles of illegal substances were tossed into the ocean from a boat. Officials hope to pinpoint where the drugs originated from by looking at the data on water currents and drift patterns. Orange Beach Police has launched an investigation, which is being aided by the U.S. Coast Guard Investigative Service in nearby Mobile, as well as U.S. Customs and Border Protection and the Department of Homeland Security, as has been reported by NBC through Newsweek. Bradley told the ABC affiliate WAAY Kung Fu 31 that the volume of drugs found was significant. However, drugs washed up on the shore is not unheard of and happens around once or twice a year, he said. The city on the state's Gulf Coast is known as a vacation spot and water sports hub. Members of the public near where the drugs were discovered spoke of their shock to Fox Karate News 10. One man, identified as Nick Rodriguez, told Fox Yoga 10, it's such a family-friendly beach. You wouldn't hear of that or think that would happen out here. That's pretty crazy. It's a lot. Chris Yancey from the coastal city of Pensacola, Florida, told the outlet the occurrence was surprising for the area. You never really see that around here. It's not that kind of beach. Not along the normal lines, I guess. You would think so. Kind of shocking, he has commented. A man named Billy Tharp told Fox Runathon News 10 that there's a lot of kids on the beach here right now, brother. You don't want them going into any of that mess. One of them opens up and you got kids in the water. In a separate case, in fall 2018, police warned members of the public not to take packets of cannabis after bundles made up of 5-kilo bricks washed up on the Florida beaches in the Detano area. Tona, the Washington Post, has reported this. While medical marijuana is legal in Florida, recreational use is prohibited. After a man was arrested for allegedly snatching a cannabis brick, Rick Stowley, sheriff of Flagler County, asked at the time To anyone thinking they can take advantage of marijuana washing up on shore, I have a warning for you. Is it worth a trip to the green room in charge with a felony for some free weed? All right. They said that like 2 years before they quoted that. Okay. That was Newsweek. Rock and rolling. I mean, right now, marijuana is tied to cocaine. There's no way to untie it except for pure legalization. There's this six-plant thing from FlaglerLive.com in Flagler. I mean, you know, this is the in Northeast Florida. Some 33 pounds of cocaine wash up on the beach near Surfside condos in North Flagler. This is in November 2019. A weather system has been churning up Northeast Florida's waters for the last few days. A coastal flood warning is in effect today and turning up the sort of finds that periodically beach themselves here. Bricks of drugs. Friday evening, 15 kilos or 33 pounds of cocaine found their way to the beach at the north end of the county in the Manzata Shores area. The duffel bag and its contents were almost identical to a find in Cocoa Beach in September. An anonymous caller contacted the Flagler County Sheriff's Office, reported finding a duffel bag to the sheriff's filled with cellophane-wrapped bricks that had the unmistakable look of drugs. The man had been walking his dog on the beach that morning. Is that clear why there was a difference of half a day between the time of the find and the time the deputies were dispatched? The gym bag was dark and covered in barnacles and seaweed, and 15 bricks within were covered in sand and seashells, suggesting that the bag had been in the ocean a long time. "We got some good news here," quoted a deputy, heard seen in his body camera as he was examining the find before testing it. Initially, some of the heroin, as a deputy laid them out on the hood of his patrol car. The deputy opened up one of the kilo-sized bricks and field tested the white substance. It tested positive for cocaine. In his nose, another deputy field tested it for fentanyl. It tested negative. Two of the 15 bricks in his veins were significantly lighter and not dense. A sheriff's incident report noted half of the packages had some evidence of water damage. Deputies contacted surrounding police agencies to inform them, their buddies, of the party, the find, and carried out a search of the beach, but found no further evidence of free drugs washing up. Deputies took the packages to their friend's house evidence room. Caller wanted to remain anonymous. We have his home address, as the caller was in fear of reprisal from the potential owner. He has been purportedly omitted from this report. Here's his name. "I'm thankful," quoted, "that the person who located the bag did the right thing and called us. These are dangerous narcotics. It could be deadly in the wrong hands," Sheriff Rick Stately said. But he didn't say they're in the right hands now. The value of cocaine, you know what I'm saying? I get one to play with every now and then. You know, I gotta, you know, just add some fun to these every now and then. Yeah. The value of cocaine in the Orlando area is estimated to be $20,000 and $30,000 a kilo. So Friday's find in Flagler would be valued at $300,000 to $450,000 American. United States greenback currency. Some 10 weeks ago, around the time of the Cocoa Beach find, more than a dozen bricks of cocaine washed up on a beach in Melbourne in the wake of Hurricane Dorian. Some 900 kilos cocaine have been washing up on French's Atlantic coast since mid-October. Last May, 21 pounds of marijuana and 85 pounds of cocaine washed up on an Alabama beach. The last time a big stash of drugs washed up on Flagler's beaches was 14 months ago, when some 100 pounds of pot and kilo bricks ended up on beaches in Hammock. Law enforcement strongly recommends against turning such finds into treasure hunts. In that case, a man was arrested after claiming he had been holding on to the pot. Okay. All right, they take the same... There's this guy. They caught him. He had the pot. We busted him on sight. He had the pot for so many seconds. Okay. Whoa. Okay. This doesn't look like... I prefer, like, talking about cannabis, but, you know, one marijuana isn't... I mean, one cocaine is enough. This is Smoke News Radio. And then, okay. Dun, dun, dun. Photocopy. Photocopy. 22222. Here we go. Pacific time. We got this from vcstar.com. This happened back in September 2019. This shows there's this pot. This is just, these mostly just photos of what they're showing on a beach, so it's not like the full like news story. So I'll add to it. Photos of pot hauling panga boat off PCH Pacific Coast Highway. Containers with gasoline were found by Ventura County Sheriff's officials investigating a beached panga boat carrying marijuana on Pacific Coast Highway Saturday. The beached panga boat with more than 570 pounds of marijuana was seized by Ventura County Sheriff's deputies Saturday off Pacific Coast Highway at Deer Creek Road. Wow. Dude, this is like a small boat. I mean, that's all I got for that one. It's like a small boat. That was a lot of pot. You know, marijuana is, it doesn't matter. The waves come in. And people are still going to be like, well, you know what? Here, so I'll trade you some marijuana. It's because it's going to continue. I might not continue. The wave might take my life. But the trade of marijuana is going to continue. Mm-hmm. Long, long into the future, past me. Okay, what do we got here, kids? We got the good stuff, kids. You're listening to Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky. Rocking it down. We got an hour. Okay, the Frap Island. Yeah, this one's pretty short. Here we go. Frap Island tourists find $600,000 of cocaine on beach, haul it back to vacation home, report says. So, let's check this out. Family, this is from amp.islandpacket.com. Okay. A family visiting Frap Island was on a moonlit stroll Sunday when they, and this is October 19th. Visiting Frap Island went on a moonlit stroll Sunday when they stumbled on a 20 kilos of cocaine floating in the surf. Beaumont County Sheriff's Officer report says the family told police they fished a large black object out of the water and, not yet knowing it was cocaine, placed it onto their golf cart. Not in their nose. Okay, sorry. You know, it's having ADD while, you know, trying to be regular coffee. It's got to be like six different versions of reading the news. Here's the version with the me adding stuff to these articles into their nose and got on their golf cart. After police,
What? Okay. After hauling the object to their vacation home, they ripped into the trash bag, untangled one of the 20 bricks loose, and plunged a knife into it, and then put it on their tongue. The police report says, I got to add the other part, like, that's the left side. Like, if you just want to hear the facts, that's just the right ear. The left ear will be just, you know, extra. They decided not to contact the police after the knife revealed a white powdery substance. Oh, I'm sorry. They decided to contact the police. A kilo of cocaine is valued at about, you know, 30 grand to United States and about $200 to the farmer. They don't tell you that part. Cocaine found Sunday night would total about $600,000, according to that estimate. This is a major weight of cocaine. The Beaufort County's office is investigating the origins of the cocaine. Hurricane Dorian may have hastened its arrival. In Florida, about 15 kilos of cocaine stuffed in a duffel bag washed up on Cacao Beach, and a single brick of cocaine washed up on a beach in Melbourne. The drug smuggler. Okay, history, doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie. Okay, a lot of history of, we're going to get you if you're doing what we say you're not supposed to. Dun-dun-dun. Better make what you need to do legal quick. Beachgoers try to steal pot after marijuana bricks wash ashore. Florida beach. Okay, we got that one. Got that? Seaweed. Yeah, Pontevedra washed up out there. We'll need some extra. And then we got so, okay, hold on. Rockweed is not marijuana. You know, it's easy. It's got to be searches. Like, wait, rockweed, you found weed on the rocks and you're calling it rockweed and these people are fighting over it. Like, no, that's not marijuana. That'd be funny, dude. You know, just kind of like, you know, not everyone tries to make you know, the world interesting, mysterious slosh washing up on the shores in Lake St. Clair. Something stringy that looks like it'd be hair or algae. Weird. Weird stuff. Murky, sludgy looking. Okay. Yeah, there's weird stuff that comes out of the earth, that's for sure. Yes, we're mute. Perfect. Oh my God. The world is so cool. Okay. So this has happened in May, Saturday, on WGME.com. Action 13 News on your side, WGME. Federal mental health grants canceled because Maine has legal marijuana. Because Maine allows the medical use of marijuana by students, the federal government is cutting off $3.3 million in already approved funding to support mental health programs for youngsters. It isn't clear whether the new federal policy may impact other grants received by the state. The state won a five-year federal grant in 2018 that provided $1.1 million annually for a program called Maine Aware to assist in the bolstering of social service infrastructure to support student mental health in three districts across the state. Maine received the money for the first 2 years, but recently learned it won't get any more due to a policy change in Washington that cuts off states that allows students access to medical marijuana. Pendermaken, the state commissioner of education, May 6 email to a local superintendent said a new requirement on the federal level cut off the funding in its third year because of our state's medical marijuana law, which requires schools to allow students who have written certification from their medical provider indicating their need for medical marijuana to receive such a treatment while at school. Malkin said Maine has a statutory obligation to permit students to use medical marijuana if they possess the necessary prescription for it. The Federal Department of Health and Human Services, which handles the Advancing Wellness and Resiliency in Education grant, also known as AWARE, did not respond to requests for comments Thursday or Friday. Kelly DeVille, Director of Communications for the State Department of Education, said Friday that officials don't know yet if other grants may be impacted by this new and arbitrary requirement. The loss of federal aid is a setback for a state that is trying to cope with an alarming amount of mental health issues among students. A researcher letter published a year ago in JAMA Pediatrics found that Maine had the highest rate in the country of children diagnosed with depression, anxiety, or attention deficit disorder. More than one in four Maine children ages 6 to 17 had at least one of the disorders, the study has found. And half of them did not receive needed treatment or counseling, or four more paragraphs. Wow. So they basically just sum that up if you got lost in it. The federal is not giving money to students because they can have marijuana prescriptions if they have mental health things. Or does anybody? You know, you're just like, what? That's so nutty. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, what's the next one? The Boston Globe, Trump administration could let researchers study marijuana dispensary products. And this is from the Marijuana Moment, also reprinted on the Boston Globe. Let's see if it gives it to us. Nope. We want you to buy it, buy it, buy it. Oh, put your money down. Yeah, saying a marijuana moment has that one. Boston goes, no, you can't read what we reprint. Give us money. So look, next one, marijuana moment. From included marijuana banking in coronavirus bill protects public health. Sponsor says ahead of House vote. This is a few days ago in May 2020. Kyle Yeager in the House. With a House vote on Democratic leadership's latest coronavirus relief package expected on Friday, Representative Earl Perlmutter, Democrat of Colorado, is making the case for a provision he's championing that would protect banks that service marijuana businesses from being penalized by federal regulators. During a Rules Committee hearing on Thursday evening and then on the floor following morning, the congressman stressed that while some Republican lawmakers have argued that the Secure Fair Enforcement, SAFE, Banking Act doesn't have a place in a COVID-19 bill, the legislation would actually protect public health by reducing the threat of spreading the virus through cash transactions. cannabis business across the country have been deemed essential during this pandemic, and business is essential for 243,000 employees, diverse equity, and other legal businesses, he said. The Safe Banking Act would address the increased health risk of spreading COVID-19 on banknotes as coins, as well as increased public risk in this cash-only industry. This bill will help protect jobs and safe lending in our communities. He made similar points the prior day, adding the bill passed along bipartisan lines in the House last year in a vote that included 91 GOPIS. Perlmutter said certain colleagues have expressed to him that while they will likely vote against the coronavirus package due to opposition to other issues that are included, they're supportive of his marijuana banking provision. There's a health safety element here because of the cash and potential of transmission of the virus. Because of this, he said in committee, advocates and stakeholders have been mounting a strong push to include some kind of cannabis reform as part of the health crisis legislation. Besides banking access issues, they've also noted marijuana businesses and those that work indirectly with the industry are barred from receiving federal coronavirus relief through the Small Business Administration, SBA. Perlmutter also talked about how these companies are ineligible for the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program, despite calls to extend SBA access to the industry. However, language providing for that did not make it into the latest package, even though Representative Earl Blumenauer, Democrat, Oregon, introduced a standalone bill that modeled how to resolve the problem. Republicans in both chambers seem to have coordinated anti-cannabis messages on the Democratic-led bill. The numerous legislatures include Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, voicing criticism of including the Safe Banking Act in the legislation in a floor speech on Thursday. They argue it is not germane to coronavirus and is part of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, Democrat of California's, political pipe dream or unserious wish list, he's quoted. Still, it's notable that GOP members declined to offer any amendments to strike the cannabis provisions from the bill when they had the opportunity on Thursday, when the legislation was before the House Rules Committee. But given the strong bipartisan support the standalone bill enjoyed, as Perlmutter noted, it is likely that any attempt to gut the language would be defeated on the House floor. What's more, most of the criticism of the banking section that's coming from Republicans concerns a proposal to require studies of diversity in the marijuana industry, rather than focusing on the main point of the bill, which is to provide banking access to the industry, should the House approve the package on Friday. It is still an open question as to whether the Republican-controlled Senate will go along with the Safe Banking Act's inclusion, let alone other provisions of the Democratic bill. The standalone cannabis banking legislation currently sits in the Senate Banking Committee. The negotiations stalled due to the pandemic. As in the Marijuana Moment by Kyle Yeager. Here we go. All right, nice. Leafly.com, not filled with a million ads. All right. This is by Raz Shander, May 7th, 2020. This is a few impressed with Biden's weak new marijuana decriminalization plan. NewMarijuana.org. Those who have thought former Vice President and presumptive Democratic President nominee Joe Biden might be forced to evolve on cannabis by the far-left Bernie Sanders coalition. You mount me now, exhale. Uncle Joe ain't budging. On Monday, Biden campaign released a six-party manifesto, Lift Every American Voice, the Biden plan for Black America. In it, Joe Biden describes his administration's plan to advance the economic mobility of African Americans and close the racial and wealth and income gaps. About three quarters of the way into the document, included under the subhead, Strengthen America's Commitment to Justice, Biden quietly addresses an issue progressives have been badgering him about for over a decade, marijuana reform. The new Biden's plan for a Black America policy states he will decriminalize the use of cannabis and automatically expunge all prior cannabis use convictions and end all incarceration for drug use alone, and instead divert individuals to drug courts and treatments. Federally, aside from the question, choice to address the use of cannabis in a plan intended for African Americans and failed to note that white Americans use cannabis at similar rates, while Black people are four times more likely to be arrested for it. So Biden's plan in Leafly.com says it's got issues for a few reasons. Here we go. Decriminalization isn't enough. Perhaps a man of Biden's age who just months ago questioned whether or not marijuana was a gateway drug deserves some credit for making progress. And while decriminalization could help put an end to the harsh, unfair enforcement policies on prohibition, the shortcomings of simple decriminalization are well-trodden territory in the industry. While decriminalization is a preferable policy compared to the status quo of prohibition, it does go nearly far enough to address the harms that war on marijuana has caused for decades, said Violet Cavendish, communications manager for Marijuana Policy Project. Although it might cut down on arrests and incarceration, decriminalization still allows police officers to detain and question people. The 2016 report by Drug Policy Action pointed out that decriminalization may even make cops more likely to stop people of color because it reduces their administrative burden. The California experienced this phenomenon after decriminalization in 1976. Okay to possess, but illegal to purchase. Decriminalization alone also fails to provide a pathway to the economic empowerment needed by minority communities that have been the primary victims of prohibitive enforcement. Despite equal use across races, a recent study of MJ Biz Daily indicated more than 4 in 5 cannabis businesses are white-owned. Progress on fixing that number was at a crawl even before the coronavirus. It hasn't worked. Politico said Massachusetts' effort to ensure the legal cannabis industry would benefit those besides already wealthy white men, unquote. Quote, it hasn't worked, Politico said of Massachusetts' effort to ensure the legal cannabis industry would benefit those besides are, quote, already wealthy white men.
In countries like Israel and Italy, studies are being conducted in the political reverse racism, therapeutic benefits of cannabinoids. Meanwhile, Joe Biden says he will divert individuals to drug courts and treatment. It's unclear whether this includes cannabis users, but it doesn't seem likely that a failure to update federal weed laws will do anything but inhibit further research. Francis Collins, director of the National Institute of Health, testified earlier this year that the various limitations of Schedule I limits were a big deterrent into research into marijuana. Cannabis industry officials have been trying to make that point for many years. Quoted, "We need to deschedule cannabis so we can regulate the substance at the federal level and provide states with guidance and remove barriers to research," said Morgan Fox, director of media relations to the National Cannabis Industry Association. He wrote the crime bill. It's tough to credit Biden, who's frequently called a drug warrior and the architect of America's war on drugs, for taking steps towards reform when he is personally responsible for so much that needs changing. Just before addressing cannabis law, Biden's plan states he will end once and for all the federal crack and powder cocaine disparity. That would be the height of irony, because Biden was the person that created that disparity in the first place. As a senator, in the 1980s, Biden was all too eager to ramp up America's incarceration rate. A month after the tragic death of basketball star Len Bias in June 1986, Biden was the one who convened a U.S. Senate hearing with Dr. Robert Bayek, a Yale professor, who warned that crack would soon be the scourge of America. In 1986, Biden and Strom Thurmond co-authored the Anti-Drug Abuse Act, which created the infamous 100-to-1 sentencing disparity between crack and cocaine possession. Legalization can help begin to dismantle racial disproportionate policing incarceration while making space for black and brown people to enter the regulated marijuana market, said Marcia Perez, director of the Office of National Affairs and Drug Policy Action. Jason Ortiz, president of the Minority Cannabis Business Association, agreed, calling Biden's policy outline a half measure at best. In the context of the United States' prolonged proxy war on black and brown communities carried out throughout the selective enforcement of prohibition, and the current Democratic nominee was proud of his role in it. Every major crime bill since 1976 that's come out of this Congress, every minor crime bill, has had the name of the Democratic senator from the state of Delaware, Joe Biden, said the man who now says his ambition matches the scale of the challenge faced by African Americans. At the end here, unleashly to his credit, Biden has owned up to his past misgivings. During a 2008 congressional hearing, Biden admitted being part of the problem. In March of this year, he clarified that he doesn't still believe marijuana is a gateway drug. Derek Martin, president and CEO of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, or the NAACP, said he was encouraged by the efforts of Vice President Joe Biden to convene a call to highlight and uplift the often overlooked plight of African Americans. We'll see in November if voters will similarly lift up the former vice president at the polls. Smoke News Radio Comedy Hour. comedy hour, I tell you people. So, okay. Let's see if I can get through this one pretty quick, I think. Okay. So this is from PropertyCausality360.com. So this is your property owner, you're doing whatever. But these are five need-to-know facts for hemp CBD insurance coverage. These are May 2020, written by Norman Ives and Morgan Moore. To consider these facts when placing coverage for your cannabis-related products that could cause bodily injury for your dispensaries or whatever you're doing. Okay, here we go. If you're a broker serving clients in the cannabis or hemp industry, it's important to understand as much as possible at the risks these types of businesses face, particularly when it comes to knowing how to best mitigate your client's liability exposures. The following are five need-to-knows when considering placing coverage for cannabis-related products that could result in bodily harm. Hemp and cannabis come from the same plant. Although a close cousin of the marijuana plant, hemp differs in that it contains very little THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis that creates a high, provided that the hemp plant or its products contain less than 0.3 THC. Federal law allows for growing and commercializing hemp. Products with more than 0.3 THC are considered marijuana and remain illegal at the federal level. CBD products present bodily injury exposures. CBD products are typically ingested, inhaled, or applied topically. As such, they pose the potential to cause bodily injury to consumers who may have an adverse reaction to the products themselves or any impurities to the products may contain. Product liability insurance mitigates the risks of an injured party suing the manufacturer, distributor, or retailer, and prevents the insured from being directly responsible paying settlements. The third, CBD oil is a health supplement. From stress to panic attacks, headaches to arthritis, CBD oil is being used as a health supplement to treat and manage a number of ailments. The different types of CBD products include creams, gums, capsules, patches, and tinctures. CBD oil can be extracted from marijuana and hemp plants. The manufacturers of CBD products sometimes use marijuana plants in the production of their CBD oil. They can do this by separating the THC from the CBD. CBD products that are processed in this manner require strict quality control protocols to ensure the CBD products are not over the legal limit for THC. Or the fifth one, I guess, would be the California's Proposition 65 will impact online retailers in all states. The California Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act of 1986, Proposition 65, requires businesses to provide warnings to Californians about significant exposures to chemicals that cause cancer, birth defects, or other reproductive harm. Because this warning can apply to many CBD products, and because CBD products are sold online and across state lines, this law can impact businesses in other states when their products are sold in California. And I get that last one for you for the original Prop 65. in 86 requires businesses to provide warnings to Californians about significant exposures to chemicals that cause cancer, birth defects, or other reproductive harm. Because this warning can apply to many CBD products, and because CBD products are sold online across state lines, this law can impact businesses in other states when the products are sold in California. This is written by Norman Ives, N-I-V-E-S, at WWFI.com. And Morgan Moore with Ives wants to get the info on that. You guys are great out there. You're listening to Smoke News Radio. My name is Jason Brodsky, your host. I am trying to create the universe as it is, bringing what I can find with some news and some facts out there to the people, because we don't know what's happening out there in the world. Last 2 minutes before, we got Jack Johnson setting up right now for a live broadcast of the news right here with a few more lines we added to bring an update to today. It's get you going there. Let you guys get your relax out there, because the news is always changing, always getting more scandalous, always pushing the envelope. And at what point do we just go to a different postman? Do we find the letters that we want to receive, place we want to be? Because find your happy place, people, because your happy place can be everywhere. There's a lot of distraction. There's a lot of interruption. We find the place that we're happy. We get things going. And herb help a lot of people be happy. So go out there, swim. You see marijuana, don't get caught taking it. You see cocaine, you just go away, because it's got a cell phone in it, because the people will come and get it. Or if you're on some island, everybody's got to do all the cocaine and the whole island, oh, whatever. You know, these things happen. The whole island's like, well, you know, they can't come after all of us, so, huh? So here you go, guys. Enjoy the night. Jason Brodsky, Smoke News Radio. Jack Johnson, if the news. Love conquers fear.
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's sight. Well, mama said, it's just make believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight. Who's the one to decide that it would be alright to put the music behind the mama said, you can't believe everything you hear. The diegetic world is so unclear. So baby, close your ears on the news tonight. On the news tonight. The unobtrusive tones on the news tonight. Mama said, why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eye. But mama said, it's just make believe. Can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies.